May what I say and what you hear be in the name of God. Amen. Well, here we are, week two, with another gospel lesson about sowing seed. The easiest thing for me to do right now would be simply to say, remember John Jenkins' sermon last Sunday? Amen. And turn around. Basically, you could preach pretty much the same sermon as last week, but the point that John made at the end of his sermon is where I want to begin today. And that is, the real point of this, as in last week, is the sower went out to sow. The man sowed seed. He went to do what he needed to do. Unless the seed is sown, there is no opportunity for growth. There is no opportunity for the word of God to spread. We are called to be sowers of the seed, but just as we learned in last week's lesson, and we hear again in this week's gospel, there are challenges along the way. With the very best of intentions, we can go about spreading the seed of God's love throughout the world, and we don't know where that seed lands. Last week we heard that some falls on the path, some falls among thorns, some falls on rocky ground, and others fall on fertile soil where they grow and flourish. This week we hear that the sower of the seed, with all good intention, did his very best, sowing the seed on fertile, good ground where it would grow. But then someone came along and tried to undermine what he tried to do. And he sowed weeds. Now, there's something over the years that I think most of us have learned about weeds. Weeds flourish. Weeds grow anywhere. As the service was starting this morning, a well-meaning parishioner leans over and pulls something out of a concrete crack that big and says, "It's amazing." But the other thing about weeds that I find fascinating is a weed is something that's growing where you don't want it to grow. Is that fair enough? Queen Anne's lace up here in our arrangement this morning. Long side of the road, it's a weed. Pick it, put it up there, it becomes absolutely beautiful. Mint. Mint, I've learned this the hard way. When contained, is absolutely wonderful. You go pick a few leaves, you muddle it in the bottom of a glass, and something wonderful happens. But left to its own devices, mint will take over your yard. How many of y'all have seen that? See? If you know, boom, it's gone. Point being here is that weeds can be something really good if they're given the opportunity to flourish and if they are cultivated in a way that they can be useful. So I want to alter today's gospel just a little bit and say that the man went out and sowed the seed. And yes, the seed began to grow, but so did the weeds. We don't know what those weeds will be. But we continue. We continue to sow seed. We continue to see what good might come out of that weed sprouting up. Might it provide shade? Is its root something that can be used to make us feel better or to heal? Is there something there that God intends? It is so easy for us to stand back as the one who tried to sow the good seed, cross our arms and say, "That's good, that's good, that's a weed." We don't know what God intends. We can only do our best sharing the good news that we have received in and through the power of Jesus in ways that make a difference in people's lives. Sometimes those will take root and grow and flourish. Sometimes it will appear as though it is totally weed infested. But God has a plan. And the only thing that God asks of us is that we do our best with what He has given us. There is opportunity if the seed is sown. There is opportunity for growth. There is opportunity for new life. And in the midst of that, a weed may flourish. But God can use that as well. So again, as John ended his sermon last week, I began and I will end again. The main thing we need to remember is that we are called to go into the world and sow the news of the gospel. Sow the hope that God has given to us. Share the joy that we have received from this community of faith. Share the good news that God through Jesus lives here and lives here in our hearts. And we want you to come and share it with us. The sower went out to sow, and so did we. Amen.